The Borealis Wind Quintet also received the uncommon recognition of a Grammy nomination. It's only the second woodwind ensemble ever nominated for Best Chamber Music Performance. The category has been dominated by big-name string quartets and famous soloists. And as Diane Orson of member station WNPR reports, this nomination may reflect a larger change taking place in the chamber music world.
When the phone rang and his friend told him to drop everything, go to the computer and check the Grammy nominations, bassoonist Wayne Heilman said, maybe later. His friend insisted.
So I look at the list and I pull it up online and I'm scrolling down through all of the categories till you get to the bottom, which is where the classical categories are. And then we get the chamber music performance and there's our recording. And my first thought, very first thought, was, oh, he's playing some trick on me.
Heilman says he never dreamed that the Borealis Wind Quintet CD a la carte would be considered for a Grammy. Wind quintets have always had a rough time competing with the real stars of classical chamber music, string quartets. That's partly because of repertoire, says Heilman. String quartets have volumes of great masterpieces by Haydn, Mozart, and Beethoven to choose from.
Quite honestly, there's a long list of famous composers that never wrote a wind quintet. Perhaps that's because the wind instruments lagged behind string instruments in development. I mean, to this day, instrument makers of flute and clarinet, oboe, horn, and bassoon are still creating innovations for the instruments, where string instrument makers are trying to copy things that were done in 1700.
Each instrument in a string quartet produces its sound in the same way, by drawing a bow across a string. But flute, clarinet, oboe, bassoon, and French horn are wildly diverse, with single reeds, small double reeds, large double reeds, and no reeds at all. The French horn isn't even a woodwind instrument. But put them together, and you hear a blend of tone and color that's unique and complex.
Wind quintet music is both a matter of their harmonizing together and their being individual.
Lawrence Vitties reviews classical CDs for Gramophone magazine and audiophile audition website. He says woodwinds have become the heart of the modern orchestra, but quintets like Borealis offer an opportunity to hear these instruments outside of the orchestra.
You know, the clarinet came latest to the quintet, and it sort of brought something, you can hear it in Mozart, there's something sexy about the clarinet. And then in the 20th century, the clarinet became a jazz instrument, and you hear it in Gershwin. And on this record, you hear that sort of, you hear it like in the Gunther Schiller piece, but there he lets the oboe be the sexy instrument.
Works by nine composers are featured on the a la carte CD, and Vitties says Borealis is able to express each composer's individuality.
What's amazing is how beautifully they identify with the music they're playing. And it's hard to listen to it as background music because what they do is so involving.
A la carte is designed as a tasting menu with arrangements of 17th century dances to short works by 18th, 19th, and 20th century composers. Margaret Leoy, CEO of Chamber Music America, calls the programming smart and accessible and says it reflects a larger evolution underway in the field of chamber music, where groups are combining instruments in new ways and blurring musical styles.
Chamber music is becoming much more reflective of our contemporary society. And by that I mean our world is becoming much smaller, with people moving around from continent to continent. And so chamber music has many, many different styles within it now than it did even 10, 15, 20 years ago.
And that's opening doors for more concerts and recordings by all kinds of ensembles, including wind quintets, says Lioi. Members of Borealis say they're always on the lookout for undiscovered wind quintet music, but they're also working to expand the repertoire by commissioning new works. And flutist Catherine Fink says audiences are gradually learning to give unknown composers a listen.
There's been a huge change in composition in the last 20 years, and tonality and melody have been rediscovered, and there are just some fabulously lush and gorgeous works out there now by composers who are not yet household names.
The Borealis Wind Quintet will compete for the Grammy against three major string quartets and a world-renowned pianist. All play music by composers that are household names, but members of the group say the nomination alone is a triumph for wind quintets, an ensemble that struggled for so many years for its chance to be heard. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson in New Haven.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.